Taking hardly any time off, the Beatles begin rehearsing on December 21st for their Christmas show, which opened on the 24th, featuring Freddie and the Dreamers, British disc jockey Jimmy Savile, Sounds Incorporated, the Yardbirds, Elkie Brooks, and Ray Fell. On the 19th, it's reported that in 1964, four of the seven gold discs awarded in the U.S. were won by the Beatles. With a bit of time off in January, they begin recording the songs to the film Help. In between takes, Paul makes a visit to North Africa and misses Ringo's wedding on February 11th to Maureen Cox. John, wife Cynthia, and George Harrison join the ceremony at Caxton Hall. The next day, reporters converge on Ringo.
Ringo, what do you have to say to all the teenage girls who broke into tears yesterday when they heard the news?
I don't think there was that many, actually, you know. You know, everything seems to go fine. There's only sort of, you know, only a few that are going off the reds.
Where did you propose, Ringo?
In the Ad Lib Club.
In the early hours of the morning, Ringo?
No, well, yes, yeah, about 2 o'clock in the morning.
You weren't on bended knee?
No, I didn't. Sorry about that.
How did the honeymoon location leak out?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a fella. Does anyone know? No? Liars.
Is there any place in the world you feel you and Maureen could go when you want to be alone with her and walk outside freely? And where would that be?
I've no idea. Only Vietnam.
On February 18th, Northern Songs becomes a public company, making it the first song publishing company to be quoted on the London Stock Exchange. On February 22nd, the Beatles leave for the Bahamas, not for a holiday, but to begin filming their second movie, called Help. Victor Spinetti tells about the first day of shooting.
The first day was on a yacht. I was playing the Mad Scientist, where I was cutting off Ringo's finger with his machine, but the sand was in the generator. Ringo escapes from me and dives off the yacht into the water. And they had all these people around with shark, looking for sharks, right? And people around to save him, to get him out of the water. So Ringo escapes and dives off this yacht, 30 feet, whatever, how many meters that is, I don't know what the hell it is, down into the water. And then Dick Lesser said, let's do another shot. So Ringo shivering and everything because it was bloody cold. And then he said, could we do another shot? And then the third time, Ringo said, do we have to do it again? And Dick said, well, I'd like another one. Why? He said, well, because I can't swim. And the director went white. He said, why on earth didn't you tell me? But he said, well, I didn't like to say.
Derek Taylor, who was at the time working for a Los Angeles radio station, interviews the Beatles during the filming.
The script has been completely rewritten.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And are you still able to put in little phrases that you
would use? Oh, yes.
Is there a title for it yet?
No.
Provisional title.
What are your plans for the rest of the year, Paul? As Beatles, not as individuals.
We've got to... We finish the film. It takes 3 months to do the film. We finish it, and then I think then there's tours and things. Then we're going on a European tour. That's in Europe, and then then an American tour comes after that.
That's in America.
It's in America, right again.
On April 9th, Parlophone releases the ninth Beatles single, "A Ticket to Ride," backed with "Yes It Is." If anyone had any reservations about the strength and vitality of the Beatles as songwriters or musicians, they were quickly reassured with the release of this one. John wrote most of it and sings lead vocal. Paul plays bass and lead guitar. Ringo surprised some people with his excellent drumming on the track.
She's got a ticket to ride. 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 She's got a
The B-side, Yes It is sung by John and Paul and features George playing with a new toy, the volume tone pedal. And the Beatles give us another example of their great vocal harmony.
If you were red tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore. And what's more is true, yes it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But I'm afraid, yes, it is, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. What I said tonight. For red is the color that will make me blue. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's a pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said tonight. For red is the color that will make me blue. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
In North America, the single was released by Capitol, saying on the label that Ticket to Ride was from the film Eight Arms to Hold You. In fact, it's still issued in that form, even though the title was changed to Help. Shooting for Help continues until May 12th at locations in the Bahamas, Austria, and around London. While filming in Austria, their friend Victor Spinetti, the only actor to appear in three of the Beatles' films, became ill.
I had flu, and I was in bed, and the Beatles visited me, because we were all staying in the same hotel. Each one visited me separately, and the way they visited me when I had flu is really what they're like. Knock at the door. Paul McCartney opens the door and looks round and says, "Is it catching?" I said, "Yeah," and he closed the door. George Harrison walked in and said, "I've come to plump your pillows, because whenever you're ill, people plump your pillows, you see." So he came and plumped me pillows. You know what plumping the pillows mean? And tidied the sheets and made me comfortable. John Lennon walked in and said, "You are in this state of Austria. You are going to be experimented upon by the doctors, and your skin will be made into the lampshades, Heil Hitler," and walked out. Ringo walked in, didn't say anything, sat down by the side of my bed and picked up the menu that's always there at the side of the bed, right? Opened the menu, looked at me and said, "Once upon a time, there were three bears, Mummy Bear, Daddy Bear, and Baby Bear. And that's the essential difference between the three of them, four of them. John, the realist. Paul, the one that thinks if it's catching, I might not be able to do the shot tomorrow. George, the caring, are you comfortable? And Ringo, the fantasist."
In between takes for Help, Paul buys a large Victorian house in St. John's Wood, right around the corner from the Abbey Road studios of EMI. The Beatles make a few television appearances in Britain, and on May 10th record two Larry Williams songs which were used on the North American album, Beatles 6. Dizzy Miss Lizzy showed up on the Help album in Britain, but Bad Boy didn't appear in Britain until the collection of oldies was released. On June 12, 1965, a storm of controversy was unleashed with the announcement that the Beatles were to be made members of the British Empire, or MBE. The award catches the Beatles completely off guard.
"From obscurity in a cellar in Liverpool 4 years ago and now to Buckingham Palace. Gentlemen, what do you think everybody on the other side of the Atlantic is going to say to this?
Whoopee, I hope."
John says that when the envelope arrived, he thought he was being drafted. Paul said he'd wear it in the garden. Ringo said he'd wear his when he was old. And George says, "I didn't think you got an MBE for playing rock and roll." Others were less cavalier in their attitude. Irate colonels and ex-army heroes returned their awards, claiming they were forever cheapened. Author Richard Pape said that if the Royal Honors List was to continue to be debased, quote, "then Britain must fall deeper into international ridicule and contempt." The Beatles decide that they had better go to receive the awards, rather than risk more outrage by their refusal to attend. John says, "Lots of people who complained about us receiving the MBE received theirs for heroism in the war, for killing people. We received ours for entertaining people. I'd say we deserve ours more, wouldn't you?" A few days later, on the 20th, the Beatles begin another concert tour. This time, a nine-stop European tour of France, Italy, and Spain. While on tour, John's second book, A Spaniard in the Works, is published on the 24th.
"I used to write them and just give them to friends to laugh at, and that was the end of it. So when they all go down in the book, well, it turns into a book and into a play, etc., etc. It's just my style of humour. All my life, you know, I never quite got the idea of spelling. English and writing, fine, but actually spelling the words. So, and also, if I typed a lot of the book, and I can only do it very slowly with the fingers, so the stories would be very short because I couldn't be bothered going on. And also, I'd spell it as you say it, like Latin, really.
Yes.
You know, or just try and do it the simplest way to get it over with, because all I'm trying to do is tell a story. And what the words is spelt like is irrelevant, really. But if they make you laugh because the word used to be spelt like that, that's great. But the thing is the story and the sound of the word.
A lot of people read about your book and said, oh, James Joyce, Edward Lear, and so on. What did you think when they said that?
Well, when they said James Joyce, I must have come across him at school, but we hadn't done him. Like, I remember doing Shakespeare, I remember doing so-and-so, I remember doing Chaucer a bit, but I don't or somebody like him doing funny words. I don't remember Joyce, you see, so the first thing they say, oh, he's read James Joyce, you know, so I hadn't. So the first thing I do is buy Finnegan's Wake and read a chapter. And it was great, you know, and I dug it, and I felt as though he's an old friend, but I couldn't make right through the book, you know. And so I read a chapter of Finnegan's Wake, and that was the end of it. So now I know what they're talking about. But I mean, he just went. He just didn't stop.
What actually, though, had you read that you know was important to you when you were young?
Only kids' books, you know. Alice in Wonderland. The poems are all from Jabberwocky started me into that kick.
No.
And drawing, I started trying to draw like Ronald Searle when I was about 8. So there was Jabberwocky and Ronald Searle I was turning into by the time I was 13. You know, I was determined to be Lewis Carroll with a hint of Ronald Searle.
On July 23rd, Parlophone releases their 10th Beatles single, Help, backed with I'm Down. It was a strong song and a great title track, but it was really a lot more than a catchy movie tune. It was John genuinely crying from inside.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help, when I younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now and now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light. I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I might have changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
The flip side of the Beatles' single Help was written and sung by Paul McCartney. It's a rocker along the lines of She's a Woman and Long Tall Sally, but it was only released on this single. It never appeared on any other Beatle record, either in Great Britain or in North America. The Hammond organ on the track is played by John.
You tell lies, thinking I can't see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me. I'm down. You know I'm down.
How can you laugh
when you know I'm down? Man buys ring, woman throws it away. Same old thing happen every day. I'm down.
I'm really down.
I'm down.
Down on the ground.
I'm down.
I'm really down.
How can you laugh when you know I'm down?
How can you laugh
when you know I'm down?
Thank you.
On the 29th of July, the film Help has its royal premiere. Princess Margaret and Lord Snowden attend, and the proceeds go to the Variety Club. A week later, the album Help is released by Parlophone. It's their fifth LP, and the second album that was more a soundtrack than a new album. The North American release is a soundtrack of the film, and suffers in the same way as the soundtrack of A Hard Day's Night. It has only the songs used in the film, filled out with instrumental material that makes more sense in the film than on record. Three of the songs from side two of the British LP appear on Beatles 6, and the rest are included on the North American version of Rubber Soul or on Yesterday and Today. We've already heard the title track to Help, so we go to a song in which Paul sings lead and John plays electric piano. John said that he generally wrote the early songs from an objective point of view, keeping his emotions and feelings to himself, preferring to outlet them in his books. But about this time, he began to be more subjective in his songwriting, trying to express what he felt about himself. This was written in his so-called Dylan days.
If you listen to, Hey, You Better Hide Your Love Away, that's John doing Dylan. Basically, because Dylan had just come out and we were big fans of Dylan.
Besides singing it, John is also overdubbed playing flutes.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round, all you clowns, let me hear you say. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
George Harrison wrote two of the songs on the album, a bold step considering the prolific output of John and Paul. He sings lead on this piece, backed up by John and Paul, and he gets to use his volume tone pedal again.
You don't realize how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. Please come on back to me. I'm lonely as can be. I need you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize, as I looked in your eyes, you told me, oh yes, you told me, you don't want my loving anymore. That's when it hurt me, I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. I need you. I need you.
Here's another McCartney song on which he sings, backed up by George and John, and plays guitar as well.
Oh, I have got another girl. Another girl.
You're making me say that I've got nobody but you. But as from today, well, I've got somebody that's new. I ain't no fool and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got
another girl. Another girl.
She's sweeter than all the girls and I met quite a few. Nobody in all the world can do what she can do. And so I'm telling you, this time you'd better stop, for I've got
another girl. Another girl who will love me till the end. Through thick and thin, she will always be my friend.
I don't wanna say that I've been unhappy with you, but as from today, well, I've seen somebody that's new. I ain't no fool and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got
another girl.
another girl who will love me till the end. Through thick and thin, she will always be my friend. I don't want to say that I've been unhappy with you, but as from today, well, I've seen somebody that's new. I ain't no fool and I don't take what I don't want, for I have got another girl, another girl, another girl.
John provides one of the highlights of the album. He sings lead, with Paul and George answering.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose,
yes, yes, you're gonna that, girl. Lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that,
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose,
yes, yes, you're gonna
that,
girl.
That girl. If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her
you're
gone.
Gonna find her gone.
Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
Only
you're gonna lose that,
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose,
yes, yes, you're
that,
gonna
girl.
Lose that girl.
You're gonna lose,
yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you.
Watch what you do.
Yeah. The way you treat her, what else can I do?
Make a point of taking her away from you. Watch what you do.
Yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that,
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose,
yes, yes, you're gonna that girl. Girl.
You're gonna lose,
yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
We've already heard track number 7, Ticket to Ride. The opening track features Ringo Starr showing his love for country music on this Buck Owens classic, which became a big hit in North America. Paul helps out on the high harmony vocal in the way the late Don Rich did with Buck.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big start out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Act act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
A lot of people in North America will associate this song with the album Rubber Soul, on which it was released. But it actually comes from Help, another beautiful song by John.
I get high when I see you go by. My oh my, when you sigh, my inside just flies. Butterfly, why am I so shy when I'm beside you? It's only love that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Is it right that you and I should fight every night? Just the sight of you makes nighttime bright, very bright. Haven't I the right to make it up, girl? It's only love and that is all. Why should I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all. But it's so hard loving you. Yes, it's so hard loving you, loving you.
The second song by George on the album features his lead vocal backed by Paul, who also plays a Steinway grand piano with George Martin. John is playing electric piano.
Though you've gone away this morning, you'll be back again tonight. Telling me there'll be no next time if I just don't treat you right. You'll never leave me and you know it's true. 'Cause you like me too much and I like you. You've tried before to leave me, but you haven't got the nerve to walk out and make me lonely, which is all that I deserve. You'll never leave me, and you know it's true. 'Cause you like me too much, and I like you. I really do. And it's nice when you believe me. If you leave me, I will follow you and bring you back where you belong. 'Cause I couldn't really stand it, I admit that I was wrong. I wouldn't let you leave me 'cause it's true. 'Cause you like me too much and I like you. Too much and I like you. I really do. And it's not
right, friend, you believe me. If you leave me, I will follow you and bring you back where you belong. 'Cause I couldn't really stand it, I'd admit that I was wrong. I wouldn't let you leave me, 'cause it's true. 'Cause you like me too much and I like you. 'Cause you like me too much and I like you.
This time, Paul plays electric piano and sings with John.
If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you we will never be apart if I'm part of you. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. Big and black the clouds may be, time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Look into these eyes now, tell me what you see. Don't you realize now what you see is me? Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Don't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Don't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me.
Another song that some North American listeners will associate with Rubber Soul is written and sung by Paul.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I've just seen her face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me and I want all the world to see we've met. and I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Oh, falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
The next song is renowned the world over, but it had humble beginnings. Paul said,
I just fell out of bed one morning and had the tune yesterday. I don't know how I got that. I just had it. I thought, oh, I like that one.
He played it for the other Beatles and George Martin, and they all agreed it was one of the strongest melodies he'd ever written. Even though the album was complete, they quickly recorded the piece. At first, it had no words and went under the title Scrambled Eggs.
I didn't have any words, so for weeks that was Scrambled Eggs. And Scrambled Eggs, oh, baby, I love your legs.
This was the title that was used by George Martin for the piece when he put it out on an album of instrumental arrangements of various Beatles songs.
Super tune. I kept saying to Paul, you know, you've got to make a lyric on this. You've got to really write a good lyric because it's a great tune. And he said, well, we can't, you know, we'll call it Scrambled Egg, but it fitted so well. And he was looking for a single word that would fit the phrase, da da da. And he came up with Yesterday. And I objected to it, actually. I said, well, the only problem is there's a pretty well known song called Yesterday is in the plural. At that time, I mean, it's still very vivid in my memory. He said, well, people don't know about that, do they? He hadn't heard of it. So he went ahead with Yesterday, and of course, nowadays, you never hear the other one.
Never.
Although, in fact, it did happen to me that somebody asked, when I was in New York, we were in a bar, and somebody went up to the pianist and asked him to play Yesterday, and he played the old one.
In the recording, George Martin suggested using strings. Nothing big, just a quartet.
Well, I mean, when Paul played it to the group, you know, they said, well, Ringo started tapping away on drums, and what can we do with it? Well, you know, it wasn't a three guitars and drums thing. And I said, put down guitar and piano and voice just to begin with, Paul, and we'll see what we can do with it, which we did. And I said, nothing else you can do. You can't put heavy drums on that. It's nonsense. You can't put a heavy bass guitar on it, even. I said, what about having a string accompaniment? You know, fairly tastefully done. And he didn't want any of that. And then I thought about it. I said, well, what about string quartet then? So he dug that. He thought it was neat.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I love. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Paul was justifiably proud of that song because it was completely original. He hadn't copied it from anyone. George used to kid him about it, calling him Beethoven and the greatest composer of all time. In complete contrast, the album finishes with the Larry Williams song sung by John. On August 13, 1965, it's reported in the London Evening News that each of the Beatles have been insured for £1 million. That day, they leave for their second extensive tour of the U.S., with one performance in Canada. While it was only half the length of their first tour, it took in as much money. The concerts were held in larger halls and stadiums. On the 14th, the Beatles taped 6 songs for the Ed Sullivan Show to be broadcast on September 12th. Also appearing on the program was their old friend from the Cavern, Cilla Black. On the show, Paul introduces his classic song to the American audience.
It'll be out in America shortly, and it's a song with featuring just Paul, and it's called Yesterday.
The next day, August 15th, they performed the first of 2 shows at Shea Stadium. This was, at the time, the largest concert ever given. In front of 56,000 people, Ed Sullivan introduced the band. Murray the K gives us his impression of the Shea Stadium performance.
I felt that it was a combination of a snake pit and General Hospital all going on at the same time. First of all, nobody heard them. It was absolutely impossible. You may have heard 2 or 3 words. That was when the big bet went on between Paul and John as to what side of the stadium would break through the barriers. I am very close to the stage. I can't hear them. So I figured, okay, I'm going to go back to the dressing room. I go under the stands, and a sight hits me as if I was in a disaster area. The New York police and special police are carrying girls out in dead faints, others in hysteria, screaming, thrashing around. There must have been over 300 to 400. There are ambulances there. Just the absolute excitement, the fact that they were there, the fact that they had seen whatever it was that they caused. So under the stands is this emergency disaster area of them never stopping. There was one girl kept passing by, and the cop says, "Listen, we're running out of space. Can we use your dressing room?" I said, "Sure. Do you want me to scrub?" But it certainly wasn't a concert that you talk about. That they do this. No one ever talks about, if you ever speak to anyone about a Beatles concert, they never talk about, didn't they do this great, or wasn't this song sensational? All they talk about was the scenes around them, the fact that they didn't hear them, or that they couldn't see because someone was jumping up and all that.
The event grossed $304,000, according to promoter Sid Bernstein, who called it the largest return ever in the history of show business. The tour continues with less grandeur, but no less excitement.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Well now, the next number is a bit special, sort of, it's a feature, you might call it. This one features somebody who doesn't sing often, drink much, etc. Singing a song called "I Wanna Be Your Man, Ringo!"
There's another press conference in Minneapolis.
That's it. We can't sleep with this long hair. Great.
People have only had short hair since the World War. So they've been sleeping for all those thousands of years with long hair.
It's not a problem, I tell you. It's just as much a problem as having short hair, which to you seems like
it's more of a problem having short hair, having to keep it short. We'd never start our own label. It's too much trouble, you know.
Dick Clark gives us his impression of the Beatles' impact on America.
Well, the Beatles were a unique experience. They and the English artists in general shipped back to North America what we sent them to begin with. And it was all new to that audience. It's very strange when you stop to consider that they borrowed the look of the Everly Brothers and much of the harmonies and the sounds, and then the music of Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Fats Domino, and shipped it over with a slight Liverpudlian accent and a little longer hair, and it was all brand new again. We were just ready for that.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Oh, no. Thank you. Good.
Don't very much, Uncle Paul.
Yeah. Is everybody happy? Right, then. Let's carry on with the song, which is the B-side of our latest record, and this song is called "I'm Down."
The tour ended with a Cow Palace performance in San Francisco on August 31st. They returned to London on September 1st to the news from EMI that their second album, with the Beatles, had sold over 1 million copies in Britain alone.